as a captain, you know, this is a complicated level to be a captain, because you have to, these young prospects to worry about, and then you also obviously have your own career. How do you strike that balance of, you know, like, really?
I think you gotta work on yourself as well. Like if you keep helping left and right, but you don't work on your game, on your own path, it's gonna be tough. So early on, I think maybe I adjust, and since maybe December, I think we started going, and but it's just in general try to get the guys comfortable around the room, and even I was a younger guy at first, and like I was lucky enough, I had some good years that guys were really good. I had some okay years, but I'm trying to, like, when people help me and make you comfortable, I just try to do the same. And most of the time, when you're comfortable off the ice, you're gonna be comfortable on the ice. So that's related.
Gabriel Dumont, you've played against him a bunch of times. What's he like to play against on the ice? We see him, but, you know, just being there ice level with him.
Yeah, of course, he's a great competitor. I mean, like, often the guys that you hate the most on the ice, like, that means they're doing something good for their team, and he's been around the league forever. Like, he doesn't need presentation. Like, he scored 30 goals two last year. He's elite on face-off, so... Like, guys like this, they're good competitors. So, like, as a player, you want to play against the best all the time. And I think it's good challenges.
Hey, Alex, I saw you, Anthony, and a couple of other players went to the
La Rouge
event this morning. How did that go?
It was nice, actually, to see those little kids skate with us. And then it was pretty impressive. The guy who was there with them told me 3 weeks ago they couldn't skate, and now they were all skating and they were doing lounges on the ice and stuff like this. So that's a good, that's impressive that they learned that quick. And it was just like every time we can share time with children and things like that, I think that's a good thing to do. I was once a child too, and I was one of children, so I was always super happy when one guy was skating from even junior, or one pro guy was coming to skate with us. It was something.
Jeff, often in interviews, when he talks about the team culture, he always brings up your name as being an important piece, part of the culture. How would you describe the culture of the team?
I think in Laval, we're a solid group. Like, even off the ice, with so much French guys, I think, but we're doing a good job to keep it in English. Like, sometimes it sounds stupid, but it does make a difference. So that way, we don't have, like, little gangs left and right. So, and I think to stay positive through the year, we know the year is not going to be perfect, and it's going to be ups and downs. But if you see the positive way, if the glass is always half full, like, just to try to get better every day, I think that's the mindset we're doing here. And with a guy like Gabriel Bourque also, I think, like, we're so spoiled to have him here. People underestimate him in a lot of ways, that the way he prepared, the way he respect the game so much. He played 450 games in the NHL, so to have these guys look up to him and see what he's doing day in, day out, I think we're really spoiled to have him.
And in terms of competitiveness, what are you expecting from tonight's game?
I think it's going to start a little slow, and then it's gonna pick it up when the more, as the game goes, guys are competitor, and I'm sure they will want to win for sure at the end.